Next week, we'll be doing any of three. You can give to any of three of the missions. The entire offering goes for either feeding the street kids at $180 for a year, that's in Haiti, or you can do with Richie the distribution of these water filters, $195, purchases one, or you can do a wheelchair for $50. Absolutely spectacular. And I'm standing here before you to tell you I'm vouching for these ministries. I've been to Vietnam twice. I see what's going on. It's legitimate. It is legitimate. And it's even getting greater now with the open doors in Cambodia. Got to go to Brazil last year. We'll be going this year, again, just to watch the distribution of the filters. And I got to make the first trip to Haiti to see the program feeding the boys, the kids there. And I'm telling you, these are legitimate needs. So I've got a few minutes here. I want to talk to you this morning just about giving, because a couple of times a year I should talk to you about giving and just kind of help you get a biblical perspective, but also to prepare you for next week. Next week is our Easter offering. We give the entire offering away. And I want to share some things with you this morning that I think at first you might just go, what? Like that. You know, you're going to be a little shocked this morning because, sometimes we get into this routine. We think we know everything spiritually, but let me just tell you, I've been a Christian 40 plus years, and I read the Bible regularly. I've read through it so many times I've lost count. I've memorized it. I've taught it. The book is alive, and when you're reading it, there's just things that open up. And over this past week, especially even yesterday as I was reading it, some stuff just really jumped out at me. And I want to hopefully help you and just give you some things to chew on this morning. So what I want to talk about is the Bible talks about different kinds of giving. Like there's different kinds of sacrifices. If you've ever read the Old Testament, there's all different kinds. There's a sin sacrifice, a trespass offering, a whole burnt offering, all these different kinds of offerings in the scripture. Well, there's different ways of giving. And I just want to mention four of them here this morning because this will help you when you begin to understand the whole concept of giving. Four different ways. The first one is the tithe. The tithe most of us are familiar with, but it says right next to the word tithe, protection money. Protection money. I want to read this passage out of Malachi here, and then you tell me if I'm interpreting this correctly. This is in Malachi chapter 3. Malachi is a prophet of the Old Testament, and he's speaking on behalf of God. And in verse 10, God says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and prove me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it." Now, verse 11, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts." I will rebuke the devourer. Tithing is protection money. Does that kind of sound familiar? Have you ever heard of protection money? What do you think of when you hear protection money? My relatives. They're not my relatives. I'm American. I love hot dogs. I love pizza. Mafia, right? They go to the business, hey, give us some money, we'll protect you. They charge you protection money. Well, this is what God is saying the tithe is. I will rebuke the I will protect you from the devourer. Tithing is protection money. Like it or not, that's what the Bible says, because he's saying the other side has to be true. If you tithe, I'll rebuke the devourer. If you don't tithe, then what can you assume will happen? He won't rebuke the devourer. He's going to come in and take. Tithing is like paying a bill. It's like paying a bill. It literally is protection money, which, by the way, there's a story in the Old Testament where David, who was eventually the king of Israel, charged protection money for protecting a man's flock, and it seemed like God blessed that. So the problem with the mafia when they charge protection money, first of all, they're lying because they're saying they're going to protect you from an enemy. Well, they're the enemy. They're the enemy. But in this case, God's saying, I will protect you from the devourer, because there is a devourer. There really is. The devil will take your wealth. God's saying, give me that 10%, I will protect you. And then he adds one more to it. He doesn't only protect us from the devourer, but he says, I'll bless you. I'll bless your finances. This is what the Bible teaches. This is clearly what the Bible teaches, and I know some people, oh, you know, that's Old Testament. Man, you're missing it. It's eternal. This is an eternal principle. Jesus taught that you should tithe. The New Testament talks about tithing. The Old Testament talks about tithing. It didn't come with the Mosaic law. It's eternal. It started way, way back. It's a timeless principle because it's based on this principle of first fruits. And tithing is for the here and now. What I mean by that is when you tithe, God says, I will bless your finances. I will bless your finances. Clearly what the Word of God says. But it's a warning. If you don't pay the protection money, you don't get the protection. Clearly that's what it says in Malachi, and I'm just helping you understand this because this is reality. This isn't like my opinion. The tithe is not really an option. Really what happens is if you give, you have a choice. You either get to pay the protection money to God, your 10%, or the devil takes it, and I can tell you he takes more than 10%. So just something to think about, and I know people struggle with tithing and all kinds of stuff, and people when they first come to Christ, you know, most of the time their finances are a disaster, and so, you know, how am I supposed to start tithing? Listen, it takes everybody's on a journey. Everybody's on a journey. I understand that. I know some will never get to the tithing. I understand that. I just want you to know I feel bad for you because the reality is if you're not tithing, you're not paying your protection money. Somebody's taking your money. It's what the Word of God says. First kind of giving is tithing. There's a second kind of giving, and this one's called spirit-led. And I want to read a passage to you out of Timothy because this is a different kind of giving. Paul talks in Timothy. He says, he's telling Timothy, teach this to the people in your church. It's 1 Timothy, it's chapter 6, 18. Let them do good, that they would be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation or great treasure. The NIV reads great treasure for the time to come. There's another kind of giving. This is what Paul's talking about. It's called spirit-led giving. And what that is, so tithing is not spirit-led. Tithing is obedience. You give 10%. That's just the way it is. Spirit-led giving is when you give above the tithe and you give according to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and you don't have to give that to the church. You give it to whomever. That's where you give to parachurch organizations. That's where you give to your neighbor, your friend, something like that. And there's no percentage. There's no dollar amount. But the cool thing about spirit-led giving, Paul says, by doing that, you lay up treasure in heaven. So here's the distinction. Tithing is for you to be blessed now. Spirit-led giving is where you store up treasure in heaven. These are distinct differences, just like there are distinct differences in sacrifices. Paul says, be generous and willing to share. In this way, you will lay up treasure. You're going to store up treasure in heaven. This is how you build treasure in heaven. It's just reality. And the cool thing is, the benefit of this is where you really get to know the voice of God, because this is where you're listening to the Holy Spirit. Should I give this amount of money? Should I give to this person? You know, this is a whole nother level of giving. It's called spirit-led giving. I'm going to do two more real quick. A third one is called sacrificial giving. Sacrificial giving. Sacrificial giving is giving huge percentage of your income. This is not for everybody. There are people who have the gift of giving. And if you ever want to read great stories, read some stories of people who had this gift of giving. Jesus kind of made reference to this in the Gospel of Matthew 19 when he talked to the rich man. He said, sell everything you have. Give it all away. Wow. Now, I've had people read that and say, am I supposed to give it all away? No, he didn't tell everybody. There are certain people that God calls to give high percentages of their income, and it is phenomenal. I mean, you could read stories about people who moved into a 90% bracket. J.C. Penney, by the time he died, was giving away 90% of his income. Rockefeller, John Rockefeller, Andrew Carnegie, Bill Bright of Campus Crusade. These people were multi-millionaires giving away huge 50 to 90% of their income. Today, I believe we've got people alive today like Rick Warren, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. These people are giving away huge percentages of their income. Well, you're sitting there thinking, well, what's the big deal? They're millionaires, they can do that. You're missing the point. Read their story. These are people who gave when they didn't have money and understood this principle of giving, and then either grew into this gift or were anointed with this gift, but it's sacrificial giving. It is a different kind of giving. It is a special gift. But wow, you want to read inspiring stories, you ought to read their stories. Phenomenal people, phenomenal people. One last one. This is my favorite kind of giving, and we're going to close up with this one. This is the book of Numbers. So sometimes people say, I can't read the Old Testament, it's so boring. Listen, there's cool stories in the Old Testament. This is one of them. I read this years ago and was like, wow, this is incredible. This is in the book of Numbers. The children of Israel are going into the promised land and they're fighting battles to win the promised land. And so in the book of Numbers, there's a story about them fighting a battle and they come back from the battle and here's the story. It's in Numbers 31. It says, then the officers who were over thousands of the army, the captains of thousands, captains of hundreds, came near to Moses. And they said to Moses, your servants have taken account of the men of war who are under our command, and not a man of us is missing. No one died in this battle. Therefore, we want to give an offering to the Lord. This is the coolest kind of offering. Do you realize they're giving an offering just for the fun of it? Like when we talk about offerings, next week our offering, well, we're giving for a cause. We're giving to help people in Haiti. We're giving to help people on the Amazon. We're giving to, help people in Vietnam. Sometimes you have special giving, programs where you're giving to build a building or something like that. This is strictly because they're just so happy. They just go, wow, do you realize we just went to battle? We won this battle and not one of us died. I mean, any battle, there's always collateral damage. Somebody's going to get killed. I mean, that's what happens in battles. They went and won a battle, came back, and they're doing a count. Oh my gosh, no one's missing. Some guy goes, let's do an offering. Let's just do an offering. The guy goes, well, what for? We doing it for the poor? No. Are we going to build a tabernacle? No. Let's just do an offering because it's just cool. I want to give to God because God is awesome. How's that for giving? That's a different kind. That's called a free will offering. You just give it just because there's something inside of you that says, you know, God, you are just so awesome. You know, it's just my way of saying thank you. You're incredible. You're incredible. So the four different kind of offerings, there's actually others, but those are the four. Next week, we're going to do all four of them. We're giving the tithe away, we're giving spirit-led offering away above the tithe. Some of you are going to give sacrificially. I would hope all of us can give just from the excitement in our hearts to say, you know what, even if it was just to say, thank you, God, I'm giving because God has been so good to me. Amen? Amen. He is so good. Stand up. God, we thank you that we get to be part of a church family that is spreading your gospel all over the world, in Brazil, in Haiti, Vietnam, Cambodia. God, thank you for our teams that are going, people that are delivering these products, people that are over there working with the people in the communities, God. Thank you for the givers that we get to send our team with something that will truly make an impact. I'm telling you, my heart is just so stirred. I just feel like I'm just tasting a little of that kind of giving where it's just, you know what, God, I just want to give to you. You are so good. You are so good to us. You blessed us beyond what we could ever say we deserve, God. And so we are so grateful. I just pray, God, you prepare us for next week. Surprise us with the offering. Inspire each of us, God. Give numbers. Give challenges, God. Let people have an encounter with you through this process, God. That it's not just a check written, but it's an encounter, God. You would show yourself to them. Prepare us, Lord. And I pray, God, that you help us to reach out to our friends and neighbors. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have our ushers come forward. We'll take our offering. Man, can you just feel that momentum picking up there as we were singing that, man? God, sometimes you get a glimpse of, like, what is it going to be like just in the presence of God? Just, you are so great, God. We love you. We worship you, God. We pour out our hearts to you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done for us, God. Holy Spirit, just welcome your presence here. Just take that minute to just open your hearts up. Let the Spirit of God speak to you. There's just certain things sometimes the Holy Spirit may want to just say to you. Something about your job, your family, your friends, a relationship. But just come, Holy Spirit. Just come. Come, Holy Spirit. Just move among us. Speak to those needs, God, that only you know. Now, today's Palm Sunday, and many people don't realize the significance of Palm Sunday, not just that they waved the palms, but this was the day prophesied of by the prophet Daniel, that the day the Messiah would be revealed to Israel. He revealed himself on Palm Sunday, and he's revealed himself to you, to each of us. What a great thing. You don't have to wander. You don't have to wonder. It's just, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sending your Son, God. Holy Spirit. Thank you for cleansing us, forgiving our sins. We are grateful this morning, God. And I just, a couple things just stirred in my heart. I just felt like when we were singing that song, God Fights Your Battles, that there might be somebody, a couple people here this morning just facing some real challenges. I'm not sure if it's at work or in a relationship, but just that you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed. We were singing this morning, God fights for you. God fights for you. You don't have to fight your battles. God fights for you. I just want to reinforce that this morning. If you're facing some challenges, difficulties, sometimes you get worn down, I just want to pray in the name of Jesus that God would reinforce you and help you to realize he's fighting your battles for you. So, if I'm talking to you this morning, if you're facing some challenges, just hold your hand up. We're going to pray a blessing over you. Pray that God would reinforce you in the name of Jesus. Right over here is a hand. Just hold your hand up. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus. Over here, hand over here. Just hold it up all the way in the back. Holy Spirit of God, right now, God, the challenges that they are facing, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask by your Holy Spirit, God, fight the battle for them. Show them. In the name of Jesus, that they're not alone. You are not, sister, you are not alone. You are not alone. Back there, you're not alone. You have someone on your side. Reveal yourself, God. I pray for breakthroughs this week in the name of Jesus, that they see the breakthrough that they need. In Jesus' name, all the way in the back, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. We're going to close out with a song. We always just open it up the front. If you want to come up here, just worship the Lord, do some business with God, we just invite you to come forward. We're going to finish up with our song, last worship song.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, I've heard thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. Who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. are perfect in all of your ways to us.
You are perfect.
You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You're a good, good Father. To you are, to you are, to you are. And I'm loved by you. To I am, to I am, to I am. You're a good, good Father. To you are, to you are, to you are, and I'm loved by you. To I am, to I am, to I am.
Thank you for joining us this Sunday. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to invite a friend to Easter Sunday. See you guys next week. Mm-hmm.